All of this talk about the need for regulation reminds me of a Taylor Report interview recently about bookstores. I'm going to play that shortly. It's interesting, but I thought we should comment. We had a very successful rally here in Hamilton over the past weekend. We had advertised it on this program and interviewed some of the organizers, and that was a rally for GAZA, and we spoke with McMaster student organizers. They're very excited about the movements that have been building on this issue. We had a very large demonstration. I was told the count at the peak of the demonstration was over 1,000 people.
Yes, it grew as the afternoon wore on. When we were marching down Main Street, I thought, wow, this is a very, very large demo.
Yes, I mean, this is a very disproportionate conflict. Every time The Spectator covers it or people write in, they have to mention the rockets coming from Gaza. But these are mostly a symbolic effort. They're very ineffective, and I read Israeli newspaper reports that Israelis don't feel threatened by the rockets. They're going shopping. They're sitting on beaches, on lawn chairs, some of them watching the bombardment of Gaza. So these rockets are not seen as a terrible threat to Israel, but there have been, at this point, I believe, 600 or so Palestinians
killed. Yeah, over 600 deaths of Gazans. And Israel's been firing rockets into densely populated areas, and these are precision weapons, unlike the crude rockets that are emanating from Gaza.
Yes, they complain about these barrages of unguided rockets. I mean, I'm sure the people in Gaza would be happy to exchange, their armaments. They would take Israel's guided missiles, cruise missiles, helicopters, and F-16s in exchange for homemade garage-built rockets. I'm sure they'd love to make that trade.
Right, and they've been hitting places like hospitals. It's not accidental. These are targeted hits.
Well, anyway, this isn't just you and me saying this, Doug. I mean, we had 1,063 people come out on the weekend, and this isn't a country whose government is taking a one-sided position in support of Israel. And outside Canada and outside the United States and most of the world is calling to back the United Nations to have a withdrawal from the occupied territories and to respect UN conventions about the treatment of occupied territories and so on. So, I mean, the world is on our side on this. Chile just broke diplomatic relations with Israel. We're representing a majority global opinion here that are seen as very reasonable and standard. And it's really our government, Harper, that stands out as being unreasonable and non-representative of global opinion and in the minority. And Canada's being increasingly isolated in a world that is rapidly changing and becoming multipolar. And I think, it's in the moral and other forms of interest of Canadians to get on board with the rest of the world on this issue.